CBS News Brief. Apple's getting sued by the federal government and 15 states for allegedly violating antitrust laws. Legal analyst Jessica Levinson.
You are on the receiving end of an anti-monopoly lawsuit if you're trying to push other people out to the detriment of consumers and competition.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken's in the Middle East today tackling a number of issues on Israel's war with Hamas.
There's a clear consensus around a number of shared priorities. First, the need for an immediate, sustained ceasefire with the release of hostages.
A 62-year-old with end-stage kidney disease is recovering well in Boston now, where doctors performed a pig kidney transplant. Dr. Tetsuo Kawai with Mass General.
I never thought I'd live to see the day that we do a pig kidney into a human being, and the results are beyond my wildest dreams.
The procedure is the first of its kind. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A one-time associate of former Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani is accusing Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson of spreading misinformation about President Biden's family at the Russian government's behest.
So when the media was getting skeptical, the plan was to have a U.S. Senator, Ron Johnson, to push that disinformation even further.
Correct.
Lev Parnas testifying at Biden's impeachment hearing yesterday. Johnson's office says the claim is baseless. A new poll shows Donald Trump with a 3-point lead over President Biden among Wisconsin voters. The survey was done by Emerson College Polling and The Hill. Trump's lead is within the poll's margin of error. The same voters give Senator Tammy Baldwin a 3-point lead over Eric Hovde. That's 4 points closer than last month. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Brittany Merlot. A winter weather advisory goes into effect overnight tonight, starting at 1 a.m. and lasts until 1 p.m. on Friday afternoon. The National Weather Service says 3 to 5 inches is likely, with locally higher amounts possible south of Highway 10. The greatest snowfall rates will be coming down at an inch per hour before 8 o'clock in the morning. Plan on slippery road conditions as the wet, sloppy, and slushy snow will impact the Friday morning commute. Be sure to have a winter weather emergency kit in your car now, including an ice scraper, flashlight, shovel, cat litter, blanket, first aid kit, tools, and water. And if you plan to vote in person at the polls on April 2nd, you don't need a Wisconsin Real ID. Any valid, non-expired, normal driver's license or ID card that is issued by the state of Wisconsin is valid for voting purposes. If you want to avoid being at the DMV for a long period of time, appointments can be made Mondays and Fridays and the start and end of each day. And that's what you need to know. I'm Brittany Merlot.
It's the Civic Media Ride into Spring Text to Win contest on WFHR. Each weekday, there's 4 chances to win an overnight getaway at Chula Vista and a chance for our grand prizes of brand new bicycles, a 3-in-1 blender, and an outdoor patio love seat. This hour's keyword is win. W-I-N. Win. Now go to the Civic Media app, pick your favorite station, and text the keyword to enter. Keep listening for more chances to play Ride into Spring on the Civic Media Network.
The Bucks lose in Boston. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost to the Celtics 122-119. Milwaukee trailed by 15 for most of the game, but closed to within a point in the final minutes. Head coach Doc Rivers after the game.
Yeah, it was one of those games where they kept getting the lead. We kept fighting back. So you love that. We did keep fighting. You know, we ended up shooting the ball better than them tonight. I thought our zone was really effective. Mixing back zone man. It made them hesitate what they were running.
Tonight it's the Bucks and the Brooklyn Nets in Milwaukee at 5-serve form. March Madness, the Wisconsin Badgers getting ready to take on James Madison University, 8:40 tomorrow night. Head coach Greg Gard on what stands out on the tape.
The diversity and the depth that they play with, about 9 guys, and you can tell they've got, you know, Friedel has been around the game, Bickerstaff's been around the game, Edwards, they're all older guys.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
The calm before the storm. Clouds begin to thicken and snow chances start to move in after 10 p.m. The heaviest hit of snow will be overnight into early tomorrow morning. It'll start to lighten up and scatter out as we go through Friday afternoon, leaving us with around 3 to 6 inches. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 31 degrees.
Celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
On the ice.
Shoots and scores again.
Against the boards.
He hangs on. Badgers kill off the major.
Between the pipes.
Redirect another fantastic stop.
This is Badger Hockey.
Shoots one, scores. Wow.
It's everything.
For the win, he shoots and scores.
Badger Hockey lives here.
Keep it going, baby!
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Hey, everybody. Todd Allball. Friday, noon to 2, a live report from the NCAA tournament and more on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this March 21st, 2024. Have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. In part two today, we're going to speak with Jackie Carantini, human development and relationship educator with UW Extension Madison Wood County. Right now, in studio with us, our friends from Visit Rome. We have Jillian with us, marketing events coordinator. Want to send a big shout-out, Jillian, to our friends over at Nakusa Port Edward State Bank. Big thank you to them for sponsoring the segment. We always appreciate them. Big thank you to them and to you and, of course, Lisa for all the work that you guys do in the Rome area and bringing all this great information to our listeners on the air. We appreciate you.
Yeah, thanks for having us. We appreciate having a voice on here.
Jillian, you guys have so much going on over there. I don't want to waste a second of your time. We got a lot to get to. And let's kick things off with Wednesday, tomorrow, actually, or I should say next Wednesday with Coffee with Friends at Lester Library. It's a great event.
Yeah, so Wednesday, March 22nd and 29th will be Coffee with Friends at Lester Public Library of Rome. That'll be 9:15 to 10:15 a.m. Just a nice kind of drop in. Come if you can. Mm-hmm. If you can't, no worries, no sweat. Enjoy a hot beverage and snack. Relax by the fireplace. Mm. Feel free to bring a friend or make some new ones. Just check out the Lester Public Library.
I love that library.
Yes.
It's such a nice, relaxing atmosphere, such a positive, welcoming atmosphere. And the fireplace, I mean, yeah, man, the fireplace, really.
Yeah.
Anytime you can bring a fire, especially with some of the weather we got coming.
Yeah, it's no kidding.
By next Wednesday, you might really want that fireplace. Mm-hmm. It's a really nice event. And again, any chance to highlight and use our libraries, encourage people to do so. Deserve it. Even if you're just stopping by and saying hi to the people there and stuff, it always is nice. They appreciate those things.
That's Friday. I just realized I typed that wrong.
It's
Friday,
the 29th.
Tomorrow, okay, 22nd, right. And Friday the 29th.
Okay, all right, so, keep that in mind, everybody.
Apologies to our listeners.
That's all right. We'll remind them about that, because we always talk about these events on our morning show, too, and make sure to highlight them.
Yeah.
So we'll make sure that people get there on the right day. Friday, March 22nd, and every other Friday, DJ Bingo.
Yeah, that's at Hoozles at the Lakes, running 8:30 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. Always free to play. There's raffles and fun with your host, Lucas. Mm-hmm. Once again, just stop in when you can. Bingo is kind of one of those things where you don't need a whole lot of skill to do.
Yeah.
You don't have to really do anything special. You just pick up your card and mark it off.
Bingo's not one of those fun things, but doesn't take a ton of brain power, doesn't take a lot of bandwidth. You need more of those things. Like it's nice to play a game like that. And you can win things. You can have fun. Lucas does an amazing job with it. He's a good MC. He does a good job with those things. That should be fun. Also wanted to be sure to remind everybody, because this time of year, one of our favorite things to talk about is Easter egg hunts.
Yes.
We love these events. We cannot talk about them enough. And we got a great one coming up at Tri-Norris Winter Park.
Yeah, that'll be this Saturday, the 23rd, from 9:30 a.m. to noon, so 12 p.m. Mm. Hop on over to Tri-Norris for an Easter egg hunt and pancake breakfast with the Easter Bunny. Breakfast will be served from 9:30 to 11 a.m. Mm-hmm. Adults are $7. Kids under 12 are $4. After that breakfast, the Easter egg hunt will commence, so 11 a.m.
Yes.
Every child entered to win the big Easter basket, and we just hope to see you there.
Mm-hmm. Jillian, I am a little disappointed because it says every child entered to win, so this is not for adults.
Unfortunately not.
Okay, good to know. Good to know. I will change my plans. But no, no, I love Easter egg hunts. I love seeing kids running around looking for those eggs. It's a blast. Yeah. I don't know how you can't smile and enjoy that as an adult. And certainly if you're an adult with kids, this is a great event for you. More and more parents we talked about this during Halloween. More and more parents are looking for these fun, safe community events. They want to know their kids are safe and having a good time, but they still want them to interact with other kids and people. These kind of events are key for that and a lot of fun for families when it comes to that. And then you throw in there the big Easter basket like that. I don't know what that is. I don't know what it looks like, but I know if I was a kid, I'm not even a kid and I want it. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine what little kids would they see something like that.
Yeah.
It's a fun idea. It's a really fun event, and knowing that the anything you spend on that, it's going back into the community. You know, our friends at Tri-Norris do some really great work and are great people over there. It's a great atmosphere to have this at too.
Yeah.
So again, the Easter egg hunt, which at Tri-Norris Winter Park, happening this Saturday. That is going on from 9:30 to noon. Be sure to check that out, everybody. This Saturday also got a great event going on at Lake Sherwood.
Yeah, the Lake Sherwood Lodge's meat raffle is 1 to 2 p.m. on this Saturday, the 23rd. The raffle starts at 1 p.m. However, Bloody Mary Bar starts at 11 a.m. So if you're fixing yourself a Bloody Mary, feel free to come a little earlier and get that taken care of.
It's a great combination. That is really, really good. That's a smart way to do that. That's fun. I knew this area. I knew people loved raffles. I didn't know how much until I saw the meat raffle thing.
Yeah.
This is really big. It's become very popular.
It really is. Yeah. I know Lisa and I have laughed in the office before when we're looking at the calendar, what's coming up. Oh, a meat raffle.
But it just speaks to how popular these things are.
Yeah.
And I tell people all the time when they're building an event, you know, those early days of creating an event, one of the first things I'll mention to them is having a raffle involved in it. And they laugh sometimes, but I'm not joking. I mean, having a raffle attached to your events just goes a long way.
Yeah, it really brings people in. Mm-hmm. Just the idea that you might win something.
Yeah. The Lake Sherwood Lodge meat raffle taking place this Saturday. Again, 11 a.m., the Bloody Mary Bar will kick off, and then at 1 o'clock, the meat raffle will begin. Trivia at Lake Arrowhead, one of our favorite events we like to highlight.
Yeah, so that's running a few more days in the spring / winter, I guess, season. This upcoming one is Saturday, March 23rd from 4 to 5 p.m. They're doubling the number of dates this year. Mm. Team registration begins 30 minutes before the start of the event. It is $20 per team, and your team can have 2 players up to 8 players. 60 questions, so 6 rounds, 10 questions each. Like I mentioned before, March 23rd, so Saturday. Mm-hmm. But they also have this going on April 6th and April 20th.
Yeah. Jillian, I don't want to put you on the spot here or anything, but with them adding dates, it seems like the event has gotten more popular.
Yeah.
Definitely even more attended than in years past, which is saying something.
Yeah.
I know how much people look forward to this event. First off, it's Lake Arrowhead. You can't have a bad time over there. It's so beautiful. We appreciate our friends over there. A shout out to them. And they do a great job with events like this. And then you see those added extra dates on there, and that tells you, hey, things are going well with this event. Things are going well over there, Lake Arrowhead. That's a positive for the area, but also positive for us that's looking for fun trivia events.
Yeah.
And is it DJ Lucas that does these too?
I don't believe so.
Okay, all right. I know that they're going to have a good MC for something like that, and you can count on that. It's going to be a fun event. Be sure to check that one out. Again, Trivia at Lake Arrowhead, 4 to 5 on March 23rd, and then April 6th and the 20th. You can visit Lake Arrowhead's event page to find out more. Be sure to do so. We touched on this before. The Trivia at Lake Arrowhead, I would say Hoozles at the Lakes, goes on every Wednesday.
Yep, every Wednesday, 7 to 8:30 p.m. Like Bingo, it's always free. There are gift cards for first through third place, though, so little incentive.
Yeah, yeah. It's always something to keep in mind with those events, with the trivia events. It's a fun way to winning something. I don't care what this specific thing you win. It just feels good to win things. And then when it's a gift card or something, it's even better. It's a fun event. Be sure to check that out, everybody. We, as I touched on before, Jillian, and we're speaking with Jillian Alekna, marketing and events coordinator with our friends at Visit Rome, and a shout out to Nakusa Port Edward State Bank. We love Easter egg hunts, and we've got a couple of big ones coming up in the area. Let's go ahead and go over those for a moment.
Yeah, so Saturday, March 30th, will be Easter egg hunt, this time at Lake Arrowhead. It's a little shorter, so 9:45 a.m. to 10:15 p.m. Reason why it's so short is once you release the kids, all seem to disappear. This event is open to both members and the public for kids up to 12 years old. The egg hunt itself starts at 10 a.m. sharp, so not 9:59. Don't grab your eggs then. 10 o'clock. Yeah. Every man for themselves, or woman.
Yes, you're so right about this. Be there by 10. You do not want to be there at 10:01 or 10:02. No, you want to be there early, especially for the kids. And then keep in mind, again, this is for children up to 12 years of age. So that's important.
Yes, yeah. And another note, because we have wacky weather in Wisconsin. Yeah. In the event that there is snow or rain, this event will be moved indoors. So won't be canceled, just little change of location.
I love the organizations when they're able to do that. I know not everybody can do something like that, but when you can throw that option in, that's a great thing anywhere, but especially here in Wisconsin. I mean, that's a really good idea. Another great one coming up on the same day, and this one is a little bit more of what I was thinking of. This is what I'm looking for here.
Yeah. So the adult Easter egg hunt at Lake Sherwood Lodge, that'll be 2 to 3 p.m. You must be 21 and over to participate, so probably don't bring the kids. We don't want them opening an Easter egg with a tiny bottle of alcohol or whatever.
Right. Whatever's in there, I agree with you. As a Camelot kid, I don't get to do this very often, but a shout out to Lake Sherwood. That is a great idea. That is a very good idea. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Lake Sherwood Lodge. This event going on 2 to 3, again, the adult Easter egg hunt. Be 21 and over. Understandable. Be sure to check that out, everybody. I know I got to get it. I got to check. I'm marking this on my calendar right now. I have to check this out. Sunday, March 31st, one more Easter egg hunt to tell everybody about.
This is actually Easter brunch.
Oh, Easter brunch. I'm sorry.
My fault. I obviously did not have coffee when I typed up these points.
You and I are having a very similar day, Jillian. Yes, I get you.
Yeah. So Easter Day, from 9:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. is the annual Lake Arrowhead Easter brunch. Check out their menu on the Lake Arrowhead website. Last year, they do take reservations. They filled up very fast and had a wait list. So don't just wait until the last minute to make your reservations. Yeah. Do it now. And due to the high amount of no-shows and day of cancellations, they will be requiring a $25 deposit just to hold your spot.
I think that's very reasonable. Very reasonable.
Yeah. Basically, any brunch food you can think of, they're going to have it. I won't waste time just listing all of it, but
I do want to touch on some of the food here little bit, just to give people an idea, because it's really good, Jillian. Their carving station, New York Strip, smoked ham, got salmon and dill sauce, all kinds of great stuff. Whatever you can think of that's good on there is going to be there.
Yeah.
Got a lot of great sides. A build-your-own omelet station is going to be there as well. Biscuits and gravy. French toast sticks. If you could think of it, it sounds like they've got it.
Yeah.
It's such a, I've seen events like this before, and you get a couple of pretty great things. It seems like the chef's like, hey, get ready for whatever.
Yeah.
There's a lot that's coming your way, guys. That's a really fun event. A lot of people this time of year, especially with the Easter holiday, we don't seem to do this really with Thanksgiving or Christmas as much. Mm-hmm. But Easter, it can be hard to have relatives around, or maybe you're retired and the kids are out of town or something. You don't have to cook. You don't have to cook on Easter, you know? I mean, you paid your dues. Why not let somebody else cook for you and know that you're also, with your purchase, you're going to be putting back into the community, because that's what Lake Arrowhead does. They continue to put into their community. So it's a win-win in a lot of ways. And again, no dishes to clean.
Exactly.
It's pretty nice. That's a pretty... We might have just sold some people right there.
Yeah.
Actually, Lake Arrowhead, you might be able to do that marketing-wise. Mm-hmm. Hey, you don't have to do dishes. Like that right away, people just coming over. It doesn't even matter what they're serving. But they are serving some really good food. Sunday, March 31st, going on over at Lake Arrowhead, their Easter brunch.
Yeah. And to make your reservation, contact either banquets@lakearrowheadgolf.com. Or call them at 715-325-2915.
I want to send a big shout out to all of our ATV and UTV teams out there, and all the great groups that do such good taking care of our property and our lands out there, making sure these trails are good, and have great events going on like this one coming up in April.
Yeah, Saturday, April 13th from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. will be the Rome Snow Bandits ATV, UTV, Fun Run, and Meat Raffle. Event starts and ends at the Lure Bar and Grill in Rome. Registration is 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. The ride leaves at 11 a.m. Each registration includes lunch at Ponderosa Pines and one Traeger Grill raffle ticket. The meat raffle itself will be at 6 p.m. If you just want raffle tickets available day only, they are $10. Yeah. And that grill raffle will happen following the meat raffle.
Good to know. Going to be a really fun event, and going to be another opportunity for you to not only get out there and have some fun, but maybe check out some areas that you don't always get to, and find out. And again, the meat raffle. You got to mention that. I mean, that's always going to be attracting people to that. That's going to be a fun event. We didn't even do this. We always, when we flip into the next month, it always kind of shocks us. This one, it was a little more, it was like just so shocking that we just went right into it. But yeah, we're already talking April. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Friday, April 19th, wonderful idea and a wonderful event going on at the Lester Library.
Yeah. I'm going to botch this name. Kintsugi?
No, I Jillian, this is one of the things I really like about you. You and I are in the same boat when it comes to these kind of words, but you just go ahead and push forward. That's great. Good on you. Good on you for doing it. I'll do it with you. Kintsugi?
Okay.
I think. I don't know. We're somewhere between both of us saying it, we got it right.
Yes.
All right? But some hybrid of both of the ways we say it.
Yes.
But,
so... whatever it is, pottery workshop at Lester Library. That'll be 1 to 4 p.m. on Friday, April 19th. If you don't know what this pottery is, it is, I believe, Japanese. Mm-hmm. And it's almost like you break the pottery and then you build it back together, and it's outlined in gold, so it looks like a gold river throughout the pottery.
It's a beautiful art. My sister took a class in Madison for it. It's the only reason I know much about it and everything. I don't really know what I'm talking about. Just my sister did it. My sister Jillian, actually. And I really enjoyed what she made. It's a really cool process, and I think that something like this, it's fun to be able to make stuff. It's really cool, something that you'll keep with you forever. But it's also the history of it is just kind of fascinating to learn about and find out more about. I love opportunities like this, and a big shout out to our Lester Library having something like an event like this.
Yeah.
As far as supplies or registration, Jillian, how about those details?
All supplies for this will be provided, and the event is free, but registration is required ahead of time, just so we have enough materials set aside for everyone.
It's one thing to offer this, but to do that for free, like a big thank you to them for doing that. That's a really cool thing for them to do. We understand too that our libraries don't have the like Rockefeller money, and they don't have tons of funds. So be sure to if you do register, be sure to show up, please, everybody, and look for any opportunities to put back into your community and help our libraries any chance they get, because the more you help them, the more they can do events like this. Mm-hmm. It's a very cool thing for them to do. That Kintsugi Pottery Workshop. I'm just kidding. Friday, April 19th at Lester Library. Coming up the next day, that's Saturday, another meat raffle.
Yeah, meat raffle at Cal's Corner in Rome. That'll be noon to 2 p.m. The tickets will start selling at noon, but the meat raffle itself starts at 1 p.m. Cal's Corner is just a really nice restaurant in Rome.
Yeah.
One of many, I should say.
Yes, yes, definitely. Be sure to check that out, everybody. And that same day, you've got live music at Hoozles at the Lakes, TJ Morrow.
Yeah, so Hoozles at the Lakes, often during the summer, is kind of a hot spot for live music. Mm-hmm. They're just kind of kicking that off here with TJ Morrow. Morrow?
Mm-hmm.
7 to 10 p.m. Mm. TJ was actually born in the state of Oregon. Raised in the sticks somewhere between Forest Langlade and Oneida counties in northern Wisconsin. So Wisconsin is part of his heart.
Yeah, you're going to hear that in his voice and his lyrics and everything, too. He's a good performer. Mm-hmm. He's good. He's been all over the place. He has an interesting background, too. TJ is one of the guys, you're not just going to hear him sing. He's going to talk to you. He's going to interact with you and everything. And he's going to tell you a little bit about his early life, his other life, the other things he's done. You might find some of TJ's early musical influences in his debut, Live and Learn.
Yeah.
A lot of great stuff like he's got to offer to the audience. It's going to be a fun show.
Definitely.
And I want to remind everybody that this concert's going on 7 to 10, is it?
Yes, 7 to 10 p.m.
April 20th. Be sure to keep that in mind, everybody. Good event and a good local artist to bring in. And also going on April 20th, Back to the 80s Karaoke. Oh, good idea, Lake Sherwood. Lake Sherwood just coming up with great ideas.
Yeah,
good stuff, right?
They are 7 to 11 p.m.
Hmm.
Back to the 80s Karaoke Party, prizes and drink specials. So if you think you can kill Billie Jean or Eye of the Tiger, this is probably the event for you.
Yeah, you know your 80s hits. Yeah, you surprised me there.
Yes, my parents raised me well.
Okay, all right. I was going to say, there's no way you knew that song like I did. Okay, that's a fun event. What a great idea.
Yeah.
Now, they don't mention this in here, but I would like to challenge and recommend to anybody showing to this event, wear your 80s gear to it. If you've got some 80s gear that you can wear, if you find it in the closet or anything like that, I think that would be even more, it just make the event even more fun.
Yeah.
Shout out to all of these local businesses, all these nonprofits out there in the Rome area. We appreciate you. We know that our communities, and I do say communities, are that much stronger when we work together. When Nakusa and Rapids and Point and Wausau and Marshfield and Port Edwards and all these communities, when we combine together, we are stronger for it. And we're so thankful to have you and Lisa over there in Rome, not only highlighting these events, bringing them to our community, but just all the fun we have with you on the air. Thanks so much for the time, Jillian.
Yeah, thank you. And thanks to everyone in the area and I guess outside of it, because Lisa and I both love our jobs. We love doing what we do, promoting events, kind of being out there with people, just having fun in Rome.
Yeah.
Even we learn more about Rome every day.
That's going to be a fun part. Jillian, thank you again for the time. Say hi to Lisa for us.
Appreciate it.
Find out more at visitromewi.com. Visitromewi.com. Tons of great information on there, and it's a fantastic website. Be sure to check it out, everybody. We'll speak with Jillian and Lisa next month. We're looking forward to it. Stick around. We got more Midday Magazine coming up for you right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Nakusa Port Edwards State Bank is your locally owned, full-service community bank in Nakusa, Port Edwards, and the town of Rome. Since 1913, they've been helping area communities, businesses, and individuals with their financial needs, and are happy to sponsor these What's Happening in Rome live discussions. Hope you enjoy the updates. Everyone at Nakusa Port Edwards State Bank is proud to be part of these exciting developments in the town of Rome. Remember, when in Rome, bank at Nakusa Port Edwards State Bank. Member Equal Housing Lender, FDIC Insured.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Friday morning on Up North News Radio, media critic Mark Jacob, national correspondent Kia Vakil, and Brittany Merlo's weekend forecast.
Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Historical Society is taking over an historic theater in Baraboo. The Al Ringling Theater will become an extension of Circus World. It'll continue to serve as a home for local and regional performing arts. The Al Ringling Theater was built in 1915. A conservative group wants Kyle Rittenhouse to speak to college students in Ohio. Rittenhouse killed two people during the Kenosha riots 4 years ago. Ali Greco is a student who wants to keep him off the Kent State University campus.
Past with violence, having it on campus is going against Kent State's mission, which includes ethical and humanitarian values in the service of Ohio and the global community. And this is not ethical, and this does not promote those values at all.
Four students were shot to death at Kent State in 1970. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Brittany Merlot. Republican Marshfield Representative John Spiros announced that he is running for re-election for the 86th Assembly District, one that he's represented for 12 years. Spiros has been a part of the Marshfield community for over 20 years, working for a large local employer and serving as an alderman on the Common Council for 8 years prior to his election to the State Assembly. He's a proud U.S. Air Force vet and began his career in law enforcement. Lowering taxes has been his top priority the entire time in office. He's also helped improve public safety and supported young families. He says he is especially proud of his work to require CPR training in schools, and recently, to increase the child care tax credit and historic increase in shared revenue to local governments. And the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball team is looking for entertainers for this upcoming season. The Rafters are currently accepting applications. Just fill out the online interest form on the front page of the Rafters website. And that's what you need to know. I'm Brittany Merlot.
For the longest time, it was hard for me to even get out of the house, much less do a backside 180. It took me a bit to understand what was going on, but eventually I learned I had anxiety. Now I'm getting help for it and feeling so much better. Sure, some days are better than others, but the whole thing about getting out of the house, that's not really an issue anymore.
Mental health care is working. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
The Bucks lose in Boston. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost to the Celtics 122-119. Milwaukee trailed by 15 for most of the game, but closed to within a point in the final minutes. Head coach Doc Rivers after the game.
Yeah, it was one of those games where they kept getting the lead. We kept fighting back. So you love that. We did keep fighting. You know, we end up shooting the ball better than them tonight. I thought our zone was really effective. Mixing back zone man. It made them hesitate what they were running.
Tonight it's the Bucks and the Brooklyn Nets in Milwaukee at Five Serve Forum. March Madness, the Wisconsin Badgers getting ready to take on James Madison University, 8:40 tomorrow night. Head coach Greg Gard on what stands out on the tape.
The diversity and the depth that they play with, about nine guys, and you can tell they've got, you know, Friedel has been around the game, Bickerstaff's been around the game, Edwards, they're all older guys.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The calm before the storm. Clouds begin to thicken and snow chances start to move in after 10 p.m. The heaviest hit of snow will be overnight into early tomorrow morning. It'll start to lighten up and scatter out as we go through Friday afternoon, leaving us with around 3 to 6 inches. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 31 degrees.
The morning show on WFHR, it's Cutting Edge.
So they have up on their sign, due to unforeseen circumcisions, the dining room will be closed this evening. Sorry for the inconvenience. What happened?
Oh, dear.
Employees are getting hazard pay. When did Pizza Hut have meat cutters?
Oh, wow.
That we got to walk away from the mic on that.
Yeah,
one.
That one. That's a little late night there, Melissa.
That would hit close to home.
Yeah, getting a little salty.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 only on Locally Grown Radio.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
What do trees and the joy of painting artist Bob Ross have in common? Ross loved both painting and the environment. He used simple brush strokes to bring happy little trees to life on canvas. Well, now the Wisconsin DNR is using this as inspiration for a virtual Run for the Trees race called the Bob Ross Happy Little 5K. The Rays supports a healthy lifestyle along with a healthy forest, and a part of your registration fee will go towards a large tree planting effort all across Wisconsin. Now, the best part, pick where and how you start and finish, and complete your 5K anytime between Earth Day on April 22nd and Arbor Day, April 26th. Find all the details and sign up at dnr.wisconsin.gov/events, and then simply search for Run for the Trees. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr. Locally Grown Radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this March 21st, 2024. I have your host, James J., behind the mic, and we are joined right now by our great friend, Jackie Carantini, Human Development and Relationship Educator with UW Extension Madison Wood County. Jackie, good to see you.
Hello.
It's good to have you with us. We always appreciate the time. I know that our listeners and my mom included, of course, love our conversations and love the topics that you choose. And you picked an important one today, as always.
Thanks. I was trying to think what's coming up, and April is Financial Education Month, and it's interesting when we think about, like, what really is financial education, and so I was trying to think about myself and my family members, and I was like, okay, organization, right? Like, you know, we always, it's one of those things where it's like, no one needs to know your stuff, right? It's your personal business, and no one needs to know, and then it's like, but really, right? So even with my own children who are young adults, it's like, okay, do you know where your insurance policies are? Do you know if something happens to you or something happened to me, how to get to this? Do you even know what we have, right? Yeah. And then just kind of starts your head rolling like, okay, is your stuff organized? Is it in one place? You know, even just something as simple. And again, I think this is something new in the last, you know, 10, 20 years of passwords alone. Mm-hmm. Does anybody know your passwords to get into anything?
It's such a good point.
I did just in the last couple of months change some stuff. And it's like, oh, my gosh, every single bill I pay has a separate password. Mm. They all have a separate login because everything's digital now. You can't even talk to somebody to do half the stuff anymore. Like, it's not even an option. Yeah. You call, and they tell you, oh, sorry, you have to do it online. Mm-hmm. Like, literally.
Yeah, there's a lot more
and
of that.
So it's like, holy smokes. Okay, is that written down? You know, what is your login? What are your passwords? Like, there's just so many different things. So, yeah, so I just wanted to dive in a little bit to that today to think about. Okay, where are you at? Are you organized? Do you have stuff all in one spot so that if something did happen to you, would someone be able to access it, right? Yeah. Would they know where to go? I'm not saying you have to share all your personal information now. Yeah. I know everybody's really private, and that's not what we're saying, but I just, too, had this conversation with my dad, and it's funny because I teach this, and we talk about this all the time. Literally, in the last month or two, I was over and just random. We always have a whole list of things we kind of go through, right? You know, and he's like, hey, have I ever showed you where the passcode to the safe is? And I'm like, no, you haven't. Mm-hmm. Have I told you how many safes there are? No, you haven't, right?
Well, wait a minute.
Or like what's even in them, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, I think I knew there was a gun safe, and I think I knew there was something in his lockbox in his closet kind of thing, but like, no. So, you know, just even that, like, yeah, I would have had no clue, and there would have been no way I would have been able to come up with, you know, the password for that. Those safes in the closet. I would have been like taking it to somebody to crack that baby open.
Yeah.
You know, and the thing is, if it's an emergency or someone's, you know, in a place where they need, you know, any of those papers, or would you be able to get to it? Would someone, you know, no, you don't want to have to take it to someone to, you know, break into that kind of thing.
Especially not knowing what's in there.
You know, so,
talk about awkward.
So I think organization is the key. So, you know, first and foremost would be thinking about what do you have and what is a good place to put it, or even start yourself a list. Mm-hmm. So one of the things we have is a checklist. It's called, I love it. I love the title, Deathbed Secrets You Should Not Keep.
That's so
good. Such a great title. And it makes you smile a little bit. It makes you kind of chuckle
does,
a little bit.
Right?
Which is important to this. Before we get into the guide, Jackie, there's a couple things I just wanted to touch on with you because you are so informed on this topic. And when we've talked about it before, there's a couple of things that have come up. It can be uncomfortable to bring up. It could be a bit of a tough one that can get into and stuff. And I think the guide could be helpful with that as far as an icebreaker goes. And we've touched on how you deserve to have less stress in your life. There's tons of stress. There's enough stress in life. This is one of those things that you can work on and maybe take away from there. But there was something else I was thinking about. And, of course, it was my mother that helped me realize this. You know, I got to shout that out. But this is an opportunity to maybe even get to know your relatives better and more. And I hadn't thought of that part of it. You know, I think of some, my mom and dad. I talk to them almost every day. I know these people inside and out, I thought. And then the topic like this comes up. And all of a sudden I discover that my mother has this lockbox that she means the world to her and everything. I had no idea she even had this thing. And this is like one of my best friends. I know my parents very well. They got things about even my dad, who like lives his life on his sleeve. There were things I'm like, Dad, I didn't know this about you and everything. So it's kind of, I hate to use the word fun, but a topic that does not seem like it would be can be so enlightening and like engaging and fun and the idea of knowing get to know your relatives better and these people that you love so much.
Absolutely. I love that. And I, you know, it's one thing I think as we age, you're right, you get to know your parents in a different level. But then it's also as your kids age, they're now adults and you could do the same thing, you know, with your adult children. And it shocks you and it's amazing and it is kind of fun. It's funny that you say that because, you know, the next couple of weeks, if folks do celebrate, Easter is coming. And I'm always a huge fan of as you get together for family gatherings to pose some of these questions, right? And it doesn't even have to be about sharing where, you know, secrets. It's more so like even, you know, do you have this? Where is it? You know, do you have a safety deposit box? Is anybody else's name listed on it, right?
No.
Or where is this stuff? Or do you have a list? Like, hey, you know what? Do you have life insurance?
Wow.
And did you prepay your funeral? Like, I don't know. I have no idea, right? And so it's great as a person if you do all those things and you, like, plan ahead, and that's fantastic. If you don't tell anybody, it's all in waste.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I think the other important piece that out of what you said made me think of, too, is I like to think of it, and we always say it's a gift.
Mm-hmm.
It's a gift you can give your loved ones. So that if anything does happen to you, and I'm not even saying death, like let's say you're in an accident again and somebody had to access, you know, your important stuff, it's a gift because they're going to be stressed and worried about you and emotions are going to be high and they're not thinking very clearly anyways. So if you can literally say, hey, if you ever need anything, you know, whatever, there's a list, there's a typed up list and it's in the bottom of my sock drawer. You know, you have that peace of mind that your family's not going to be digging through all of this stuff trying to find it. It's all in one spot, right? So I think that's the other piece is it is a gift that we can give. So the more organized, the more planned is great. So that's one piece of it. But sharing it is the other piece. And I like how you said that. Yeah, it is fun because you get to know, you know, people in a different way. And this isn't stuff we talk about. It's just not.
Yeah.
And it's not that it has to be morbid because it's not. And it is kind of fun to get to know folks, again, your folks or your kids or even, you know, friends and family on a different level.
Yeah.
Because you can ask something, you know, just silly like, you know, have you thought about, you know, we did this on Monday night. I'm teaching a class in Portage County, Tuesday night. And we brought up, you know, funerals. And I had people stay for the last 20 minutes, an extra 20 minutes talking about, like, spouses, how they disagree on whether to be cremated or buried and what they should do. And should you wait then to be together? And I don't care. I'm going to be dead. And then, you know, and then the wife's going, I do. I know I'm going to be dead. And there's no rational thought behind it. But I cannot be cremated. Like, I just can't go. I know I won't feel it, but I just can't do it. You know, I was like, yes. Mm-hmm. People are very strong feeling about things. Yeah. But if you don't ask, you have no idea. Mm-hmm. And so you might just, you know, as a child, if that couple, if you were one of their children, you might just say, well, it's cheaper to go this route. We're just going to do this route. But if you knew that your mom felt so passionately about this, would you make the same decision? Maybe you would, but maybe you wouldn't, right?
Yeah.
Because, again, you know, if she shared her feelings and her emotions and her stories or, you know, that kind of stuff behind it, yeah, it might change your thoughts.
This is probably going to change like everything does generation to generation. But as far as for right now, the generations that we're kind of talking about and referring to, they're different. They're different generations, and they probably weren't, at least the majority of individuals I know from these generations, are not huge sharers.
Yes.
So there's plenty of on the information out there that you probably don't know, and it's they may share with you if you just ask, but if you don't ask, it's just that key thing of asking that gets the ball rolling and everything.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's part of this whole idea of being organized and having it listed where it is, because you don't want somebody hunting and pecking. And you're right that, you know, if I ask somebody, and I don't mean to stereotype, but I'm just going to give some stats, but, you know, over the age of 75, you know, majority of them are going to say it's no one else's business.
Yeah,
like it literally is no one else's business. Mm-hmm. And because you're right, that's the generation. You didn't share your private information, even if it was your children. Like you just didn't. It's not that you don't trust them. It's not that you don't love them. It's just not something we talked about, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And so it's interesting. My sister and I are 11 years apart, which you don't think is a huge amount, but it's just, she always says, I can't believe you say like price of things or cost of things. Like I just, it's just not, you don't do that. And I'm like, oh my gosh, how funny. Like, there's not that much time frame between things, but it is generational difference of even that short amount is, like it's a very distinct difference. But yeah, so that's why I always say to folks, you don't have to tell anybody your secrets, but if you have, you know, lists like, okay, what are my banks? Like, you know, banks, credit unions, other things. Do I have stocks? Who is my financial advisor? Like, where is stuff located? I'll take that one step further. You know, one of the things that I do recommend for folks is, do you have someone else's name on that? So that if you have a safety deposit box, can someone else get access to it so it doesn't get locked if you do pass away, things like that. Or have to go through probate, you know, having someone else's name on things, or transfer on death is a great one, that kind of thing. But yeah, what are your account numbers? What are your bills? Some of you, if you're on social media, might have seen there's a great video of two sisters, and it was about 9 months after their mother's death, and they kind of open it up, and they're kind of giggling, and they say, okay, Mom, these are the things we need to apologize for. And so they just kind of let it out. And the first one was, you know, your bills. I didn't know that I had to keep paying, you know, your taxes. We did not file your taxes for last year. Totally forgot. We did not file your taxes. You know, and they just kind of went through this thing of, you know, like apologizing, whatever. And it was like, oh, but so true, right? Like, so true.
Oh, yeah.
You don't even think about that. And yeah, it's really important to kind of have it all written down. Things like investments. I've heard folks say that, you know, they've been going through, you know, a parent or a grandparent's house for like 2 years, you know, still finding stocks from the person's first job in 1945, you know, that they didn't even know existed, you know. So do you have investments? Do you have stocks? Again, insurance policies, just a list of where things are and who to contact with it.
I think with this topic, a lot of us immediately go to memories or references we have in our brains. I think of my going to Illinois and my mom's Aunt Florence's house and having to go through her things and the difficulty of that. It's physical stuff we think of. But another key thing that I think that you touch on with this too is that, especially nowadays, that's an important part of this conversation, certainly. But it's also the digital world and how much of our you know, stuff that we have saved on there and important things and documents and all that that is so much on there. So I really appreciate you bringing that into the conversation as well. Is that something even in myself in my 40s, I have not even thought of? And I imagine that's going to be an important one too going forward.
Yeah. You know, what are your usernames? What are your passwords? I just ran into this in the last couple of weeks with someone with a facial identification. Their phone was set up that way, and they couldn't bypass it. There was absolutely no way to bypass that facial recognition. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I have that. Like, it's super easy to me. Like, to me, it's a lazy thing, right? Mm-hmm. Like, oh, I love it. I don't have to put in any password. Sure, I literally just go like this, and it's like, great. Oh, yeah, it was, like, almost impossible. Yeah. No one could help them, like, bypass it, you know? And so I was like, okay, yeah, like, what are things in place that you know that someone can access your things to make sure that it is? I think the other one that comes up a lot that folks forget is, you know, what do you do in your community? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, do you volunteer? Are there groups that you're a part of? Are you the secretary at church and you send out the newsletter? Like, I love this phrase, but it's like, are you the keeper of the knowledge? Like, and if something happens to you because you've been, you know, whatever, you're the vice president of Kiwanis and you've been that for 30 years and you run 4 different fundraisers, something happens to you, does anybody even know that in your basement you have the last 40 years worth of receipts? Right. Does anybody even know that it exists? Mm-hmm. Probably not, right? Yeah. That they should even be sending someone to your house to get that? Mm-hmm. And would your kids know who to contact to transfer that stuff? Right?
Yeah.
You know, so I think, you know, where do you volunteer? What, you know, who would be another contact person? Mm-hmm. Do you have important papers for another organization or somewhere that you volunteer? Like, that kind of good stuff. Like, it's great. And again, it's not just for someone who's, you know, in their end of life. This is for everybody. Yeah. Like, we should keep a running list of this information. Because guess what? Life happens, you guys, right?
Right.
Like, you could step out tomorrow and be hit by a bus. And I know that sounds morbid, but literally that's realistic.
Yeah.
Like,
it is. We're all adults. I think the audience understands. I think it's key to bring up, though. I think it's a good thing to touch on. It's also noteworthy, not only all of the things you have mentioned here, Jackie, so important, but one of the things that I think we don't get the chance, especially Midwesterners, we don't do this much. You lived a good life. This is your life. This is your story. It deserves to be preserved. It deserves to be carried on. And by doing these things, you're able to do that.
I love that. I love that so much. That's like a whole nother section, as we call, it's one of the things. So in one of the series that I teach, we talk about grief, but then we also talk about things to process that you can process. And so we call like legacy projects. Mm-hmm. And that's something that folks can do while you're living.
Yeah.
And it's fantastic because you do get to go back through your entire life and you get to highlight different things and share them. And it can be something very personal that you just do in a journal. Mm-hmm. There are some books out there that you can give. I know a lot of folks will do this as like a Christmas gift or a Mother's Day or a Father's Day gift for, you know, people in their life. And then you can just make your way through it on your own. And it'll ask you prompting questions like, you know, what was your favorite dessert or holiday memory as a child? I don't know if I've shared this with you, but I did this with my grandmother. So I was blessed. I'm the second youngest of 37 grandchildren.
Wow.
I'm at the bottom, right? Mm. And so, but I had the pleasure of when I was in college, I went to college on the East Coast, and my grandparents, I lived with them, or they lived with us. And so I got to know them, you know, in their 80s, like 80s and 90s, right? Mm. So very different than, you know, my siblings or even my cousins who knew them as a child and had great childhood memories. I had these great, like, you know, older adults. It's just funny because I always say, like, they're you know, give a hoot broke, right? So
yeah,
they can say whatever.
Absolutely,
so
yes.
I knew different people than, people. It's like a blessing. But we did a lot of this with my grandma, like, you know, asking prompting questions. So one of the questions I had asked is, you know, what was your favorite holiday memory as a child? Mm. And she kind of gets a grin on her face and she says, ice cream on my birthday. And here's me like, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. You know, like, okay. Like, I'm not really floored by that, you know? And she's like, think about it. You know, do you get it? And I'm like, no, you know? Yeah. She's like, when's my birthday? And I'm like, July 3rd. She's like, okay, what's the temperature like, you know? And I'm like, hot, like it's hot in the summer. And she's like, okay, and when was I born? And I'm like, okay, you know, 1916, you know. Mm-hmm. So she's like, Jackie, you know, we're in the 20s. Did we have refrigeration? And I'm like, no, wow. No. You know, she's like, yeah. Okay, so where did we get ice, you know, to make ice cream on July 3rd? And I'm like, oh, you know, and I knew this because my Polish family, one of the things that we always talked about is that people worked in the ice houses, you know, in Chicago, and they'd go back and forth. So I'm like, you know, ice house? And she's like, no. I'm like, oh, okay. You know, like, I don't get it. And she's like, think about it. We're farmers. And I still didn't get it. I'm like, I don't know. And she's like, the manure pile. And I'm like, the manure pile? Whoa. And she's like, the manure pile never unthaws.
Yeah.
So it's insulation. So if you dug to the center of the manure pile, it was ice. It was frozen.
Yeah.
And so in the summer, they would chip it out.
Wow.
And in the ice cream, you know, maker, that never touches because, you know, there was a...
Right, right, yeah.
So it was sanitary. But she's... And so she just grins, you know, and she's like, so I had ice cream on my birthday, you know, and I'm like, oh my gosh. And I've told that story 100 times to all of my relatives and no one else had ever heard that story.
Wow.
What a fantastic story, right? Mm-hmm. Like, amazing. So I do think as we're having... You might start off, you know, with something, you know, pretty heavy or serious, mm-hmm. but you can get into some really amazing things as well. I always say that, so the other part of this topic, you know, of getting organized, mm-hmm. and that's my challenge to folks, you know, during the month of April is, you know, pick a thing, mm-hmm. and, you know, get organized. So whether it is going through old receipts, you know, do you need your taxes mm-hmm. for the last 70 years? You don't, right? Or do you need your receipts, you know, or your checkbook registers? Like United Way, you probably already had them on. One of the things they do during April is they do shred day, so mm-hmm. that'll be coming up. You know, go through stuff. Take stuff, you know, to have it shredded. You know, you can go through the stuff left over in your house.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the things that are not in your will. These are things that are not, but what are you doing with all the stuff left over in your house? And one of the things I hear from folks almost on a weekly basis now is like, well, my grandkids, my great grandkids, you know, no one wants my junk anymore. You know, mm-hmm. it's junk to them. It's not even valuable. And I'm like, but here's the deal. Mm-hmm. If you tell the story that came with it or why that's important to you, someone's significantly more likely to actually want it and mm-hmm. to give it a place of because it then resonates, right?
Yeah.
So yes, so think about the stuff and think about how would you want, and if there is a item you could gift to a person, but be sure to tell the story. Tell the why it was important mm-hmm. to you, because it literally might be a broken piece of pottery, but if it was something that was gifted to you by your great-grandmother and it, you know, was from the early 1900s and, you know, you got it and it was the only gift you ever got from that person, I'll be darned. That thing is going to, broken piece of pottery is more likely to live for the next 3 generations
mm-hmm.
if that story goes with it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So that's the other part. So, you know, even think about organizing, you can get rid of things, but you can also take advantage of, you know, that legacy piece and talk about why things are important.
The stuff might not be special, but you are. You know,
yes.
And that's what matters here. That's the important. And the story is so important.
It is the story.
It's so fun.
Yeah.
I'd love talking to you, Jackie. Thank you so much. We covered a lot today. There's a lot on this topic. And I think you touched on something really important there, just picking one thing. You guys have a great checklist we want to remind people about with this, because there's a lot to cover. So it kind of helps to have that checklist there.
Yeah, absolutely. So we do have a series that we teach called Planning Ahead. Mm-hmm. And one of the cool things about that is you don't have to come to the class. The materials are available for anybody for free. So if anybody is interested, feel free to contact our office. Our number is 715-421-8437. And just say that you want either just the checklist, which is called Deathbed Secrets You Shouldn't Keep, or we can get you the link to actually get to the whole book. So the whole book is just a whole series of checklists,
mm-hmm.
And it's ways for folks to start. We know that all of this is overwhelming, and so we literally made checklists for everything so that you can go wherever you're at, right? Start mm-hmm. at your own pace, work at your own pace, and know that that's okay.
Mm. Jackie, we always learn and have a good time talking with you. Thank you so much for everything you do in the community and joining us on the air here. Thanks for the time.
Thanks.
We'll have more Midday Magazine for you coming up tomorrow right here on AM 1320, 97.5 FM. We are WFHR, locally grown radio.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The Cripes Cast, folks.
My conversation with Taylor Kalmus, a.k.a. Dude Dad.
When you go to the movies and you get to the last climactic scene, you're not just like, oh, you know what would be fun? Let's leave. Let's finish this movie in the parking lot. You guys know what I'm talking about, do you?
I think he's talking about...
Let's pull out of this movie theater.
Cripes Cast, every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.